Oklahoma has construction as we do here. And by the way, just finished one road. I mean, pick one. 35, 820, all you little kids run over there and fix that one. And if you work for a construction crew, God bless you, but don't wave at me either. Guess you'll wave the other hand next time, won't you, Scooter? Oklahoma has that construction on the I-35, but they've adopted this policy. Speed limit, 52. Swear to God, first time I saw it, I was drunk. I went, oh, no. I panicked, went looking for a cop. Excuse me, you need to help me. Speed limit, 52. Or it could be 25. I think I'm so drunk I'm dyslexic. And I think I just peed my pants. Cop looked at me and said, we do that on purpose here in Oklahoma. Really? Does it chafe? I was going to wait on you. That's a dang fine joke right there, baby. He didn't get it, but it's a good joke. He said, no, we changed all them signs to 52 on purpose, boy. Now you get in your truck and you drive up to that motel right there and you sleep it off. I'm not going to take you to jail tonight. And I thought to myself the next morning when I sobered up there in Fort Worth, Texas, I'm thinking, let's go to the map, kids. Okay, here's Oklahoma. Here's where I woke up in Fort Worth. Here's that piece of crap hotel I did not stay at. I looked in my mirror. He was no longer behind me. I said, Tom Baudette, turn out that light. But I thought to myself the next morning, speed limit 52 on purpose. Could you just see that high-level meeting that they had at the Department of Highway there in Tulsa, Oklahoma, to make that decision? Boss, we all out of zeros. And we dang near out of fives. Shall I order more? No, dang it, use them twos we got in for the school zones. Them little kids never go anyway. And I don't blame kids for not going to school anymore because they can get shot. It's only scary, it's sad, isn't it, folks? It really is. And I'm not going to make light of what's happened recently, but it is going to screw it up for anybody over the age of 21 because we had to hear them stories from your daddy about him walking to school uphill. Both ways. In the snow. Barefooted. 122 miles. You know, kids in Allocation go, did you ever get shot at? Not that bad of a walk then, was it, Pop? I told my daddy that joke, and real sarcastically, I said, Daddy, did you ever get shot at? He said, yeah, it's called Vietnam. Now go mow the grass. My daddy having flashbacks to Vietnam, and he's stationed in Mississippi. Let's go to the map, kids.